Thank you very much, Terry. I'm Susan Saunders, and I have my friend Susie Oley in studio from the Miller Park Zoological Society, a creator of the most clever, I mean truly cleverest, fundraising campaign I have ever heard of, where you took about $20 worth of supplies and turned it into tens of thousands of dollars for the Miller Park Zoo, the reindeer gems. And Terry, if you've never touched genuine reindeer poop, we invite you into the studio so you can touch some yourself.
Can I pass?
It's very clean, though, right, Susie?
It's clean, and it's actually kind of pretty.
Very pretty. How is the process go again, where we go from Alu all of a sudden going, "Hi, Susie, I have a present for you," into jewelry and ornaments that are sold in the zootique?
Right. No. Yes, they provide the product, mm-hmm. and we scoop that up. We put it in a dehydrator because it does come out moist, mm-hmm. and then we put it through an autoclave machine, so it's completely sterilized, just like dental equipment or the equipment they use in the operating room goes through the same
procedure.
Piece of equipment.
Okay.
Yes, and then each piece is hand-drilled and hand-painted, and then beaded into a lovely ornament.
In a ornament or jewelry, because I do like
yes.
the pendant options.
Yes.
It can be an ornament, or you could put them on a necklace and have a great conversation piece around your neck.
Yes.
Or on a pin.
A conversation piece, and also a really fun tradition. If you wear it on Christmas Eve, it will help Santa and his reindeer find their way to
your
home.
Oh, so by wearing it, we'll also give them a heads up that you're
yes.
a reindeer-friendly house?
Yes, that's right.
That's how the story started, ladies and gentlemen. But Susie Oley, I'll let you tell it. It all goes back to John Tobias.
It does. It does. John's grandmother used to take them outside on Christmas Eve and have them sprinkle homemade chocolate chips on the lawn and would tell the grandchildren it would help Santa and his reindeer find their way to the home because they would smell out the poop that had already been there and they would know they were reindeer friendly and they would be sure to stop by.
Folks, if you've never been to the Miller Park Zoo to meet the reindeer who live there year round, except for, of course, Christmas Eve, if they're
right.
occupied, if they've been hired by Santa to drive the sleigh, the reindeer have a very interesting feces for an animal that size. They throw these little balls of scat that to me are about the same size as rabbit pellets.
They really look exactly like a rabbit pellet.
And here I have a 150-pound St. Bernard dog who puts out, for lack of a better term, logs. And
right.
to see an animal that's much bigger do these tiny little things is really unique. But
yes.
The fact that you decided to take actual reindeer-provided provisions, and turn them into this incredible fundraiser is a story now of legends. Because occasionally this has gotten picked up by the national news
yes,
sources.
Yes, it has.
And we've now sent ornaments and trinkets how far in the
well,
world?
We can only send them within the United States.
Okay.
We've sent them to every state, mm-hmm. And we have had requests from London, Australia, and even Guam.
Wow.
Yes, it's a lot of requests from Canada, and it's been fabulous. It's obviously it all started to support our zoo.
Mm-hmm.
The initial intent was to encourage people to come into our fabulous gift shop. We really have a wonderful gift shop.
You really do. You really do. And inside the gift shop, I know you sell memberships also to the zoo, which we'll talk about
yes.
in a little bit. But over the years, grand total, how much money are we talking from?
About $60,000.
$60,000.
With very minimal, very minimal expense.
Who is your driller? Because I know that is a craft difficulty in this particular project.
Right. Well, it's one of Santa's elves.
Okay. That's what
yes.
we label
yes.
it as.
Yes.
But Susie, with a glass of wine in one hand and a paintbrush in the other, puts together a lot of effort, so you can say each one was, I bet, at least touched by Susie Oley. If you get into the zootique and buy your ornaments, which are on sale now.
Yes, they are. They're
on sale. Now, all of that being said, I would like to get political for just a moment if
okay.
we could, because, you know, I love the zoo.
Yes.
And there's lots of conversations about where we're going to budget cut. And I know everybody has their own place where they think money is unnecessarily going, and they're being very opinionated about it. Mm. My thought process is the public has spoken over how much they love the zoo by the fact that your organization even exists.
Right.
You guys put together tons of fundraisers and efforts to support the zoo, even though it is also sponsored in part by the city for operations costs and part of the Parks and Rec Department. How much money is the Zoological Society a year aiding the zoo with?
Well, it all depends on the needs. Right now we donate about just over $60,000 a year for mm-hmm. operational support.
Okay.
But in addition to that, we fund all kinds of special projects. We funded about 99% of the cost of the master plan, which is very important for the future of the zoo, taking us forward and guiding us, allowing us to apply for grants.
All right, let's stop right there. So when some people, and I'm not pointing exactly at who, but you know who you are, have said, hey, let's stop the expansion of the zoo, you're talking about funds that are coming from the Zoological Society, not from tax dollars?
Most of the, well, all of the master plan funds, I shouldn't say all, about 99% of the master plan funds came from the Zoological Society. The Zoological Society has committed to covering 50% of the cost of the future expansion of the zoo and the projects in the master plan.
That's not exactly the way everybody else describes it. What about the flamingo exhibit? Did you have any contribution to that?
Yes, we did. We are funding approximately 50% of the flamingo exhibit.
Okay. And
And all of the flamingo, the actual cost of the flamingos, I know that has been brought up.
Mm-hmm.
That is 100% funded by the Ewing Foundation. So the city dollars are not covering the cost of shipping or paying any expenses that go along with bringing in the flamingos.
I know I want to personally make a trip to the Indianapolis Zoo just so I can find somebody there and say thank you for babysitting our flamingos.
Absolutely.
Because they were supposed to be here earlier than our construction turned out to be complete. And so we had to find someone who could literally babysit these flamingos, and Indianapolis said we can help.
Yes, and our zoo is accredited by the AZA, and that is one of the benefits. The zoo community is very close, and we all have the same mission of, caring about the future of endangered species and educating our youth and just our general community about animals. And, when you visit a zoo, you're having – well, for me, I'm having the time of my life every time I go in the zoo. But you're not only doing that, you're learning without even realizing it. And we're affording that opportunity to our children. The snow leopards are a perfect example. People who commit their lives to studying snow leopards and go all around the world, wherever snow leopards live in the wild, oftentimes we'll never see a snow leopard.
And that's amazing.
And here we can come to the zoo and see them. And if you are ever questioning the care of our animals, animals in zoos, AZA accredited zoos, oftentimes live longer than their counterparts do in the wild. That is due to the veterinary care that they're receiving, the amazing zookeepers that we have that are, they notice like every bump or bruise or scab, and they address it right away. They weigh the animals. Are they eating too much? Are they not eating enough? Do we need to change their diet? We have a nutritionist that we work with.
Who I bet is very involved in animal poop, because that's a great way to diagnose
yes.
if there is an issue.
Absolutely.
Is what's going on with their scat.
Absolutely. And you see our animals, and they're in the confines of their exhibit, but the zookeepers spend, and the volunteers, thank goodness for our volunteers, spend a large portion of their day working on enrichment to enhance the lives of the animals.
And is that where you try and make the food more interactive?
Yes.
You know, because, I mean, none of these animals are going to be eating live food.
Correct.
But yet to get that instinct that they normally would hunt and search
yes.
and attack, you give them ways to make their food
exactly
entertaining instead of here's a bowl, eat it.
Right. Or we'll give them scents that intrigue them, and they want to hunt for the scents or find out what it is or roll in it like our animals do at home.
How many volunteers do you think come through the zoo doors every year? Because you have the like Junior Zookeepers program, and then you have all of these other opportunities for people who might be interested in animal-based careers to
yes.
work at the zoo. That's another example of how many people support the zoo.
You know, I don't have that number. I do know that we could not make it without our volunteers. They're not only cleaning exhibits, they're preparing diets and enrichment and anything else they can do within their knowledge base of the animals.
And now let's go back real quick, since it's holiday season and people are looking for unusual gifts. I didn't realize how inexpensive a zoo membership was because I was ignorant of the fact that I thought it was a membership per person. I thought your memberships were so inexpensive it had to be one membership per person. It turns out it covers the whole family. So could you explain in detail what a zoo membership includes?
Sure. Yes. Our $60 family membership is the most popular, and that is two adults living in the household and their children under the age of 18. They can come to the zoo.
So I could have six kids under the age of
18. Yes, you
can. And they'd be included in one membership.
Yes, you can. For $60, you can come to our zoo as much as you would like in 1 year. We also have a reciprocal list of over 100 zoos, AZA-accredited zoos across the United States that you can visit using your membership card, either free or at a discounted rate.
And the perfect example of how that benefits is like the Lincoln Park Zoo in Chicago. You can walk into that zoo for free, correct?
Correct.
But it costs you to park.
Yes.
Unless you have our zoo membership, right?
That is correct. And same with the St. Louis Zoo. So even if it's a free zoo, there are still other perks you'll receive with your membership card.
That's incredible.
You also receive, right now, 20% discounts in the Zootique during
Great.
The holiday season.
Holiday shopping zone.
Yes. And discounts on all of our education programs and birthday parties. So the list goes on. And
you throw birthday parties at
yes,
the zoo?
Yes, we do.
Is there an age limit?
No, and they're fabulous. You can have animals come into your party and private room and goodie bags.
Can I?
Yes.
I mean, can I?
Yes, you can.
And those happen like in the early morning hours? Or?
No, we have various times when it's available, whenever the classroom's not being used, but we have it all scheduled out.
You and I are going to have to talk about what's going on in May of next year, because that would be super fun.
So fun.
To get all of your adult friends to go to the zoo.
Yes.
Because I know I love the adult parties that happen at the zoo, like the fundraisers
yes.
and the nighttime events and things like that. So it's incredible. Susie, I wanted to have you in to talk about reindeer poop, which, of course, I know more than anybody are reindeer gems now. But there's so many other things going on at the zoo. And before I have to let you go here because we're running out of time, are there any available photography sessions left for people to get into the sleigh with one of your reindeer right in front? I've taken those pictures before, and they're some of my favorite holiday photos
of
all time.
Good. Ailu loves it. Ailu is our reindeer that interacts with people.
And if Ailu's in the right mood, you can pet Ailu too, which
yes.
is really cool.
Very cool. Everything about her.
But
is
are any
cool.
of those, because I saw that
yes.
advertised through the Facebook that there were some slots available, but I don't know
yes.
if they're all gone now.
They're gone for this week, but they're available the week of the 22nd mm-hmm. and the 28th, and you can register online through our website, mpzs.org.
And it's $20 and you get a copy of the photographs, right?
You get a copy. You do have to pay zoo admission if you're not a member,
okay.
which is another reason to purchase a membership.
So Zootique first, membership. Then inside and get your pictures taken with an appointment.
Yes, with an appointment, you do need to pre-register. I wanted to touch very quickly. We're doing a little fun thing this holiday season with memberships, where if you come into our gift shop to purchase a membership, you receive a fabulous animal-themed ornament.
That's nice.
So.
Is that what that little red ball with
yes.
the tiger print around it
yes,
is?
Yes, it
or
is.
Or leopard print
yeah,
is?
Leopard print, yes.
Did you make those too?
I did not.
Okay.
I did not.
Other little elves helping out
yes.
the Miller Park Zoo.
Yes.
If you doubt how much love is going on in the zoo world, or you want to help share the love, find Susie Oley. She's easy to find on Facebook through the Miller Park Zoological Society and, of course, their website, mpzs.org, Miller Park Zoological Society. Happy holidays to
Thank you.
Thank you.
Susan,
you're the first one
too.
I've said that to this season. Aww. But if you want to talk poop, I got a show for you here on WJBC.